The days between master and disciples will be presented in Chinese and English, with the titles in English, Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian,Spanish and Thai.
佛摩沙是一个小岛，但是遍布大自然的神奇美景，自北边到南边。北部地区有古城、原住民村、绵延山峰、美丽瀑布、甲雕刻精致的庙宇。东部地区有一系列的美景，山腰海洋、湍急的河流、甲翠绿的森林。南部是本岛著名的文化中心。到現在因為保障到很多早期移民當初在這裡的宿舍。
冷清空氣離出，青海不朽書回應了咱世界會會員心底的渴望，在空氣裡以為十倍參加新年的慶祝活動，跟來自全世界大約一百名的世界會會員跟貴賓，在佛羅摩薩歡慶第二年的農曆新年。在吉祥日子的冬天，也是全球优秀领导奖的颁奖典礼。青海无上书颁奖给菲律宾前总统罗姆斯，国是和平奖基金会会长曼纽尔·莫拉托先生，甲参议员候选人阿瓦雷兹。表彰因在菲律宾对优柔难民所做的自身义举。
咱今晚邀请你聆听青海无上书对阮世界会会员做数的开始。无上修行世家，1992年12月，伫福尔摩沙山顶门。
Yeah, many people tell me, oh, my son, I don't know why he always miss me. Say, oh, he miss Master so much. Master is his mommy. I am not his mother. Yeah, in Hong Kong, in Thailand, in anywhere, all the children. And they don't know nothing about Dharma. Do you know?
I don't know if they're older or the younger. They just love me so much and surprise the adult. Theosophy, you understand? About theory, and they know nothing. I just love the master pure and simple, unconditional. And that's beautiful, huh?
Yes.
But what shall I do? If I go around and visit all the children that love me, I never have time for you, the parents. That's the trouble.
I feel that you are trying to experiment with trying to be more like a human and have us see you more as a human being rather than a master all the time.
I don't really know what I want you to do. It depends on situation and depends on that person. If it's too much clinging to a notion of being a master and this and that, and master has to be like this and that and other, I say, don't be so tense. Understand? Just look at me as your friend. I'm one of you. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And if some person look at me in such a so much a mundane way, now you tell them, remember, I'm a master. So
that means we can't talk about football. And
you can, but I'm not interested in football. That's a problem. But if you want to, if we have time, I talk about football. You know, I don't know nothing about football, but I can talk about football. Yeah, you know what? If we are together, one or two person, yeah? And we chat together, and I talk about anything that interests you. You know, I play chess, and I play pianos, and it's just like you. Yeah, and I talk about chess, and I talk about all kind of other hobbies, and I draw. In that aspect, I'm very near to you. Yeah, drawing is like playing football, no? One of the hobbies. So if you want to talk about football, go ahead. But I'm afraid other people don't want it, so it depends on circumstances.
You're a master and we're the disciples. And like in the real world, we're sort of like masters if we go out and teach people.
Yeah.
And they'll look up to us, they'll love us and respect us and everything. But it's hard for me to be humble sometimes.
Yeah, I understand.
And
yes.
How do you
adjust, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you do it so that you're humble but they don't feel that you're arrogant?
With whom?
Anyone. If for example, sometimes someone looks at me and because I'm practicing on this path, they think, they see something in me.
Understand.
And they
respect you, yes.
They respect me, but I want them to respect themselves.
Yes.
Instead of respecting me, don't worry about me.
Yes.
And I feel that it's difficult to tell them that.
Yes.
And at the same time, not be arrogant, not be teaching them. I don't want to teach them. I want them to teach themselves through their own experiences.
Let them introduce them to the Kuan Yin method. Introduce them the way to know themselves, like the way you know yourself.
Yeah.
That's no arrogant. That's no arrogant. That's just helping.
I feel my ego goes up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When they praise you, right?
When they praise me.
Well, that's unavoidable.
that's just the garbage coming, right?
Oh, never mind. Just know it, that's enough. If you know it, that's already cured. You don't even want to eat. You don't even want to teach people. So sometimes I keep a little bit ego in my pocket and take it out and chew it if I need them. Otherwise, I don't want to see you. I often don't want to see anybody. I don't want to teach anybody. I don't want to do anything. What for? I'm absolutely satisfied. With doing nothing, or with doing anything, or without anybody. But because you want to see me, it's all right. I don't want to see you, but I have to try to choose something in order to see you. Or I make up, or I wear some nice clothes, or make an excuse to come.
Yeah, there are many situations when I feel I'm perfectly happy in that situation.
Yeah.
But then when in my heart, if I feel that something is wrong, should I try to tolerate it and be patient, or should I try to suggest an alternative in a loving way?
Suggest alternative. Every way, if possible.
And if they don't accept it, just let it be, right?
Then let it be. Mm. Always try our best in any circumstance to improve the situation. Surrender doesn't mean passive. Doesn't mean inert passivity. Understand? We are living. We are experiencing. We are improving. We have to always control the situation in our best way. Not that we want to control people, but we control the situation and make it better in our power. Understand? If we cannot, that's all right. Yeah, we never know who is better, who is not. Maybe in our own way, we think we are right. And that person in his own way, he thinks he's right. So we don't clash. Huh? All right. So whatever you want to do, if you think it's right, doesn't hurt people, do it. Hmm? Pray to the master.
Okay, right. I'm praying to you now.
Sit right here.
All right.
Teach people the convenient method.
Sure, you are also my disciple, no?
Yeah.
Are you connected with me, aren't you not?
Yes.
So you don't have to say you do it. It's Master who does it.
Yes.
So no problem. You're never away from Master, no? You have to answer them. It's not I who do it, it's a Master. So they have nothing else to say. Understand? The convenient method you can teach people, but be sure that that person is sincere and interested and needed. Have to use intuitive understanding, never ego. The new initiates or new practitioners tend to have a very urgent need to share this good news with everybody. Because we're good. We feel good. Why don't you have it, man? This is so good.
Yeah, and we try to force vitamin on a healthy person. Yes, understand? Therefore, we have to control ourselves first.
Not that we don't want to teach people, but we have to understand where we go and our ego. It plays our tricks. And that is where we should be careful. Understand? It's easier to teach people. It's difficult to handle our desire. Let's do it, a mundane desire. Understand? You have to understand that what makes progress, what makes spiritual benefit is the the real self awaken and wants it. The seeker is the seek, is the thought. You understand? That is when God himself wake up and want to have his own position again. Then it works. Because then my God will talk to his God, and the God will mix together. Like baby, you cannot force solid food on them. Then you're in trouble, and they are in trouble. And you soon get disappointed, and you want nothing to do with human being again. That is all, okay? Whoever you want to teach, teach. But remember that.
You know, the Americans, as we all know, have a different cultural background.
Yes.
Different concepts about religion, spirituality.
Yes, I understand.
All of the support literature that we have is written more from the Asian perspective. You know, things such as the Supreme Master Ching Hai, which is beautiful, but to the unaware American who just reads that on the street, he would think, well, this teacher is full of ego.
My father is the Supreme Master. I take the name after him. Okay? Ching Hai is only the name of my body, of my ordination. Supreme Master is my family name. Family name. My surname. My surname is the Supreme Master. So are you. But if you don't want to take it, it's all right. I take it. My father has the same name. Why should I take another name? Jesus Christ. Christ means the Supreme Master. Means God Almighty. Means God Power. It's the same meaning. Guru means the same meaning. Guru means the light giver. The light giver is the light itself. Only the Supreme Master can give light. So Guru means the same as the Supreme Master. If I am not the Supreme Master, I don't teach you anything. I don't want to teach you ABC, I don't want to teach you garbage. I can only teach you the Supreme thing. And the Supreme Master can only teach the Supreme thing. If you want to look for the unsupreme things, undergraded things, then you look elsewhere without the Supreme title. Understand? If you want to see a doctor, you have to go with see the one with the doctor title. If you want to see any nurses, it's all right. But you don't make the doctor change his title to suit you. Understand?
Yes.
Because there are other people who like to look for a real doctor. So if they want to look for a Supreme Master, they see me, they see my title, they say, that's it, I want this one. Yeah. And so, I'm speaking to these supreme-looking people.
Guru Brahma, why they call Brahma? Because he's a supreme.
Yes, that's right. You say, Guru is Brahma, Guru is Vishnu, Guru is Shiva, Guru is God, Guru is everything.
That means supreme.
Yeah, that's right. If I'm not the Supreme Master, then I don't have to teach you. I don't want to teach you anything less than the Supreme. Because you want to look for the Supreme, no?
Yes.
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes.
Hmm. Yes. I came from the Supreme. I'm born from the Supreme. I take the name after the Supreme. And I am the Supreme. And the Supreme are one. Now, if anyone doesn't accept that, that means he doesn't want to accept himself. He denies his own glory, and that's his own right. Understand? I have nothing to force him to do it, to accept his own glorious title. But I accept, and I invite you all to accept it. Now, accept himself.
Yes, my question is,
yes.
It's not about this, it's something different, but
yes.
It's really important,
yes.
I think.
Yes.
My question also is not mine, from many initiates in Panama.
Yes, yes.
We have been hearing in Panama some information many months ago, also by the Catholic Church,
yes.
And many people talk about 3 days of darkness that will come to the earth.
Mm.
And we should be they are given a list of things and
what to do and what don't.
To do and what to get to be prepared for this day
of darkness.
And,
yeah.
And they say message, they publication message of of the Virgin Mary and Jesus Christ talking about these 3 days. Mm-hmm. So I want to know if we should really pay attention to this information.
We should always be prepared. Because not only 3 days of darkness come, every day is darkness, as long as we are not in the light. Yeah? But now that we are in the light, we don't need to be prepared for darkness.
But they say that during these days you cannot go out of from your house or the place you are, because in the atmosphere it would be some kind of particles.
Understand. That harms you.
Okay. And we should have a curtains.
Closed.
To don't see outside.
Closed and all that. Uh-huh.
Things like that.
Well, let's see, huh? When it comes, then you will know what to do. Because I would also advise you not to go out when it's all dark outside. It's dangerous. If nobody goes out, why should you go out? What for? With whom? To see whom? Everything shut down, everything dark? Then I would advise you to stay home and meditate. And that's the only preparation necessary. No, don't you think? If it's all dark and nobody goes out, why should we go? We'll see what happens, okay? You act according to circumstances. And since it doesn't come yet, why worry? And when it comes, you know. No? Huh? Okay.
Yes.
Let's
okay.
See. Huh?
Thanks.
Yes.
Panama, every day, the message
it.
Of
yeah.
The predictions, and even there is a father of the Catholic Church who from Chile, he called to Panama because in Chile there is a lady who see the Virgin Mary, and she have a message for Panama that big
earthquake and that coming
something like that
will
happen very soon. So for people prepared for that, and so people some always is taking care of that, because people don't want to things surprise them.
Understand? I don't know anything about the future. I take care of today. That's enough. In the Bible it say the same. Worry you not over tomorrow, because today is enough. If you are Catholic, you listen to the Bible and don't listen to nonsense. No? That's a guideline, yeah? So, alright? I don't say anything unorthodox. It's true, huh? So take care of today only, and if you die, you die. If you don't die of earthquake, you die of other things. Life is dangerous, I told you already. It ends deadly. Always ends in death. So we cannot prepare so much, huh? Don't you know most of people die in bed? More than in any other accidents. In the safe house, in bed and in between the safe walls. Okay? Because everything in life is risky. If we truly seek the truth, we don't mind any surrounding. If you so blindly search for the truth, then God will reward you. If you still look for surrounding and people and race, then God helps you. I cannot.
感谢您观赏今日《师徒之间》节目，明仔请继续收看《无常修行世家》第五集，请锁定无常师电视台收看更多正面肯定的节目。愿您享有上天的恩典，充满智慧。
We appreciate your tranquil presence on today's Between Master and Disciples. Join us again tomorrow for Part 5 of.The Supreme Spiritual and Sensitive. And now, please stay tuned for more positive programming here on Supreme Master Television. May your spirit grow brightly with Heaven's grace and wisdom.